Will I be able to continue, to start from the beginning?
那我们谈到第五章的时候
After we completed, completion of chapter 5,
这个保罗他写哥林多教那个书信的时候的第二种的信息来源就是风闻。
The second, news or resources that Paul, heard about.
It is actually
reported.
但是人家告诉他，他也没有说谁说了。
He didn't say the who, report to him.
就是人家这样说。
Well, someone else reported.
那第一个信息一章到四章是从格莱士来的。
And the first chapter 1 to chapter 1 to chapter 4 from the
十一节。
Okay.
一章十一节。
From chapter is as said in chapter 1 verse 11, from Corios.
格莱士他家里的人。
From Corios' household.Telling all this news.
那他风闻有几件事情。
And he had several reports.
就是其实呢是有两件的哈。
Actually, there are two in summary.
就是淫乱的事跟彼此相争的事。
And the sexual immorality and also the other divisions.
那我们今天中午已经谈过第五章，就是淫乱的事。
This afternoon we talk about sexual immorality.
那梁弟兄也告诉我们，在淫乱的事里面有前后，就是。以致的就是什么？赶出去，赶出去。
They will cast out if someone has committed adultery or sexual immorality.
那这个在赶出去的当中呢，是用审判的，不是用论断的。
They are judged and they are cast out.
那现在我们来看第六章。
Let's continue to study chapter 6.
你们中间有彼此相争的事。
Do any one of you against another?
教会里面有相争，那。怎么办呢
？If that's a dispute, if you are against each other, what are supposed to do?
那在保罗的时候，保罗就讲他们：你们怎敢在不义人面前求神，不在圣徒面前求神呢
？And Paul said, "Dare any one of you go to law before the righteous and not before the saints?"
在教会里面有互相这个相争是人事的相争，不是道理的相争啊。
This is the worldly matter, not the argument or the debate on the truth.
那可能详细没有讲是不是欠钱啊，或是人身攻击啊，或是怎么样啊？那无论怎么样，这个好像牵涉到刑事问题啊。
It's more the matter of formality.
那这刑事问题，他们就。到了那不义人的面前，当然这个不义的面前就是那些外邦人了哈，就是外邦人的官服了。
The unrighteous, just like the officers in the Gentile world.
那不义人的官呐，就好像两个信徒两个可能有什么问题啦，那就告到那个什么court 那边，就告到那个法院去了。
In the modern days, dispute between the members, are then going to sue in the court. Because sue others in the courthouse.
保罗就说你们怎么这样子呢？不在圣徒面前求神呢
？And Paul said, why do you accuse each others before the righteous and not before the saints or not before God?
你们休息的时候有没有查出岂不知？
Do you know?Do you not know? Do you go through some research and find out what is the meaning of do you not know?
我们这次换那个换问李弟兄哈。
We ask Brother Lee.
Sean.
Sean.
你有没有查
Do you have an answer?
不是，保罗的就是。哥林多前书里面，保罗常常说：“你们岂不知？岂不知有在什么地方讲岂不知有几次啊
？”How many times the Paul mentioned "Do you not know" in the first episode of the Corinthians?
岂不知应该说你应该知啊，你怎么会不知呢
？Do you not know actually what he means in "You should know"?
你保留答案对不对？那没有关系，那个推到前面来好了。
Now let's pass the ball to the front.
郭弟兄。
Brother Guo.
好，你也保留没有关系。陈弟兄
，Brother Chen,
Ted,
okay.
要保留那没有关系，那我来讲好了。
Now I'm going to give you the answer.
二章十六节有哈。
In First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16.
这个你查一查就有了。
If you, chapter 3, verse 6, chapter 5, verse 6.
那我讲这个呢，最主要是要讲我们这一章啊。章章六节吗？十六节。Chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 9, 15, 16.
Also chapter 9, verse 13 and 24. He tried to focus, he tried to stress. Do you not know that?
圣徒要审判世界。
The saints are going to judge the world. Will judge the world.
李弟兄,你是不是圣徒?
Brother Lee, are you a saint?
对,你怎么来审判世界?
How are you going to judge the world then?
保罗说你要审判世界,你知道吗?
And Paul said, do you not know that? You will judge the world.
你岂不知你要审判世界?
Do you not know that?
好,现在换你来审判世界,你怎么来审判?
Now, how are you going to judge the world?
神子妹,你今天忽然来,你知道吗? 你是不是圣徒?
Do you know that?
是不是?
You are a saint.
你哥哥呢?
Oh,你哥哥,不,弟弟。 How about your younger brother?
Yes. 兄弟兄,问你比较快。 你怎么来审判世界?
How are you going to judge the world? Since you are a saint.
这个答案倒是很这个如果保罗听你这样问他这样回答他不知道怎么回答保罗说你岂不知保罗就说那个Jordan你要审判世界你要把这个责任推给神保罗
said do you not know that you're going to judge the world then you're going to pass the ball to God.
And
again, in verse 3, the author said, do you not know that?
岂不知我们要审判天使?
Not only will you judge the world, but you shall judge angels.
你怎么把责任推得一干二净? 世界还没审判, 天使还没审判你就推给神,由神来审判就好。
The world and the angels are not judged yet. How can you pass the ball to God?
这什么意思?
What does it mean? What does that mean? Judging the world.
你有没有审判过世界?
Have you ever judged the world?
好,换你隔壁林弟兄, 他推荐你啊。
Steve.
快。
You are recommended.
好,那换前面的,那个梁弟兄。
不得了。
用神话,对,记载在哪里?
Using the words of God, where it is recorded. In the Bible.
这叫绝妙好词啊。
Evidently.
好,那个,我们抄一下。
Mark chapter 16.
一个 F就是一节，两个 F，这不是腱肉，不是墙啊。
It's 47. There's two of us. It doesn't refer to the mystical terms 40.
用神的话,
using the words of God.
当然第二个就是你的行为。
of course, your conduct or your works.
义，然后显出就是在那个审判的日子里面，就是让神的荣耀。
Your righteous deeds will glorify God.
但是最基本的是神的话。
Of course, the most important. Basically, we use the word of God to judge the world.
其实传福音本身是一个审判。
Actually, preaching gospel is a judgment.
是不是？
Isn't it?
信了受洗必然得救。
Believe in God and you'll be baptized.
那再来呢？若不信的就要被定罪了，不是审判了。
If one is not, if one does not believe, he will be condemned.
这是一个事情的两面，就是。
So it's the two faces.
所以这是审判世界。
For judging the world.
说我们圣徒，神已经把这个权柄交给我们了。
God has already bestowed upon us this authority.
你不知道吗？
Do you not know that?
若是世界为你们所审判，那你们不配审判这最小的事吗？
And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters?
什么意思啊？
What does it mean?
他明明保你一千万，你还说小事？
And you know, this is something a very serious matter.
是不是？比如说，如果当时啊，可能那时候财产没那么多，如果在教会里面两个人发生官司的，这是已经打到官司去了。
If the two members have some kind of a law dispute and accusing each other,
那保罗,
about a suit against each other.
保罗说，哦，你们不配审判这最小的事吗？他把他们，他们中间的彼此，哦，相争，把它讲是最小的事。
And Paul described the dispute as a very small matter, as the smallest matters.
为什么？
Why Paul made such kind of a statement?
继续来念。
Let's continue to read.
第三节。
Verse 3.
岂不知我们要审判天使吗？这两个岂不知要把它怎么样写在一起，是不是？
Are we supposed to combine these two? Do you not know?
你也写一半好了。
啊，
你也行办呢？也，你我写中文，你写英文。啊，你岂不知？哦，你左手的，
哎，我
左
的。
就给他打掉了。岂不知怎么审判世界
？Sorry。
那岂不知这第二节这第三节审判天使
审判也好
第二节哈，不知要并排啊，审判对审判天使没有关系，他没有来上课，所以写不好。读圣经第一要点要做什么？对啊，毕业了。
哦，对。
好，他说要审判世界，那这个是最小的事，那你们要审判天使，那何况今生的事呢？
So he says that, do you not know that we shall judge angels how much more things that pertain to this life?
你要审判世界，何况最小的事？
You're going to judge the world.
何况今生的事？
About the smallest matters.
这个跟这个要相对的，对不对？
A matter.
你超前你就有一个什么？
Of this life.
审判一样的，岂不知一样的？这不用看。世界
world
天使是不一样的，对不对？
啊 ，two different categories。
那最小的事是什么事？就是你们争吵的事。
What's the smallest matters?
争吵的事是在世界的事。
And this smallest matters belong to the world.
啊
，it's a worldly matter.
天使的事是什么
What is the method of Daniel?
那个李弟兄
Brother Lee,
你有没有审判过天使啊？
Have you ever judged the angels?
什么时候？
When? Maybe in the future.
以后什么时候？
Yeah. When? What is that going to happen in the future?
你还以后还要看看，以后是什么？你五十岁还是六十岁？
Maybe in the future.
还是八十岁的时候？
You are the age of 40, 50?
啊？再看看呢、
啊、Wait until the coming of Jesus Christ. Then I shall see.
不用看了、啊、他就说要审判了。
You don't have to wait and see. It is said in the Bible. You are going to judge the angels.
啊，我们来看审判天使。你看犹大书第六节。
Let's refer to the book of Judah. I'm sorry, book of the episode of Jude.
你的后书犹大书
Jude 6 and 2 Peter.
这彼得后书第二章这里、哦、有一个字，你们英文换的不很好。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 4
说，就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们怎么样？不是丢在地狱了，丢在什么？把他丢在监牢里面。
The English translation is not very appropriate.But cast them down to hell is not to hell, it's actually to jail.
那这个监牢呢？这个我刚才查的。
I just discovered this verse about the word hell.
那个
jail.
启示录第十八章第二十节，也不是完全这个字，但是呢是什么？各样污秽之灵的巢穴，其实巢穴是监牢。
It's not quite the word. 第几节？十八章第几节？
第二节。
哦 ，chapter 18 verse 2。
那我们请那黄世明弟兄把这个彼得后书第二章第四节的这个地狱把它查一下。这个地狱不是那个耶稣说你们如果骂弟兄是拉加的哈、哦、笨蛋的要下地狱啊、哦，地狱的火那个跟地狱那个不是那个地狱啊。
This hell is not the same hell that that Jesus mentioned about if you condemn or curse your brothers, then you'll be cast into the hell of fire. So it's a different word.
所以保罗他，但是保罗现在不是分派我们工作去审判世界，去审判天使。
Paul didn't assign us the work to judge the world or to judge angels.
他的问题是说，我们已经神给我们这样的一个权柄，有资格去审判世界，将来就是天使也要我们有资格去审判天使。那何况你今生的事呢？啊、哦，来生都可以审判天使的，整个世界都可以审判的，何况你们当中，你的事是绝对不会比世界是更大的啦。所以跟世界是比起来，你还是什么最小的事啦，是不是
？Well, Paul tried to tell
就这个意思啦。
You have the authority to judge the world and to judge the angels. So the dispute that you are going to sue against the others.It's considered very, very minute. It's the smallest matter. It's not even worthy to file a lawsuit.
我们在教会里面相争的事绝对不会发生世界大战，很少。
And if it's still in the church, will not cause a world war.
在真实教会里面，你们那个两个吵架了。那个 Ted， 你看他刚刚指挥你，感觉就说哪一拍指错，你跟他讲，他就跟你会不会吵到最后世界大战了、啊？不会呀、啊。你就可以审判世界的，何况你们这小事呢
？So any a very minute problem of each others will not cause the war. It's actually the smallest matter.
保罗是要用这个审判世界、审判天使来告诉他们，你们这是芝麻小事啊。
So Paul tried to make a comparison and telling them that this is a very minute issue.
嗯，所以能够审判天使，何况今生的事呢
？And about the matter pertain to things that pertain to this life.
第四节
verse 4.
即是这样，哦，你们若有 今生的事当审判，是派教会所轻看的人审判吗？
If then you have judgment concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are at least esteemed by the church to judge?
当然是不会的啦。
Of course, you won't do something like that.
第五节
Verse 5,
我说这话是要叫你们羞耻啊。
I say this to your shame.
四章十四节
Chapter 4,
同样一个字羞耻啊。
The same word shame,
但是中文翻译是不一样的。
The Chinese translation is different.
那边是说叫你们羞愧。
To be shame, it's the same word in English.
保罗上次讲的就说，哎呀，我不是叫你羞愧，这是说我讲这就要让你怎么样脸红。
I say it, and then you feel bashful.
你们这样吵吵吵吵到那个外邦人的法庭上去了。
You're suing each other in front of the unrighteous.
所以保罗说，难道你们中间没有一个智慧人吗？能审断，这是应该审判，能审判弟兄的事吗？
Is this so that there is not a wise man among you, not even one who will be able to judge between his brethren?
有没有矛盾啊？保罗在第一章、第二章说没有一个聪明人了哈，大家都笨蛋，现在就说。奇怪，教会没有一个智慧人。
Does it sound contradictory? In the chapter 1, chapter 2, Paul mentioned that there's no wise man at all. But now, he makes another statement. He asks a question. Is there not a wise man among you?
这里的智慧人应该说在神里面的智慧人，在你们中间，在圣徒里面。
There's wisdom.
有神的灵同在的。难道没有一个有点智慧的可以判断这事啊？
Is there not a wise man with a spiritual wisdom among you?
这是他在讲教会了。
And now he refers to the church.
教会难道没有一个人可以起来把这些事情给摆平啊？
Is there not a man in this church who can try to resolve this problem?
你们都可以审判世界，都可以审判天使，教会最小这个事，你们让他在那里这样子搞，最后怎么样？送到外邦人的法院去了。
You have even you have authority to judge the world and the angel, and yet you have to bring this dispute in front of the unrighteous.
第六节
，verse 6.
那你们竟是弟兄与弟兄告状，而且呢告在不信主的人的面前。那你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。那为什么他现在是在讲那些告状的人？
Now he refers to those brothers who brothers who have the dispute.
不是说告状就对。
He doesn't mean that accusing each other is right.
他说告状为什么不情愿吃那个受欺负呢？
And why don't you just already another fear to you?
为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
And why don't you just take the blame?
所以要受欺负，要吃亏。
And if you are bullied and be defrauded, and you should take it.
那不但他们不情愿受欺负，并且不情愿吃亏，并且他们还怎么样？倒是欺压人、欺负人。那欺负的又不是外邦人，而是什么？自己所欺负的都是自己的弟兄。这宝好像说欺外邦人可以啊？
And why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourself be defrauded? Does it mean that then we can try to defraud the others?
他不是这意思啊。
The non-believers, that's not what he means.
外邦人当然不能欺负啊。
Of course, we cannot bully the non-believers.
但是自己弟兄怎么样？更不能欺负。
How about the brothers in Christ? We should not defraud each other.
但是人常常欺负好人。
But men always are bullied and oppressed the good ones. If you feel that he's quite a soft person, and then you're going to take advantage of him.
好，这是保罗对他们彼此相争的事情提出来的这个警告。
And this is the warning of Paul.
所以他分两方面，第一个，教会一定要有智慧人呢。
And he emphasized that the church must have wise men in spirit.
教会不要太多的那个什么通达人。
We don't really need a lot of man with worldly knowledge.
我们看那个箴言。
Let's refer to Proverbs.
等一下。对不起，我们看阿蒙斯书好了，这里那个等一下再来换。
说
这也是说，义人在恶人面前退缩，好像那个炭混的水。
Let's refer to Amos.
阿蒙斯书，我们看五章。
Chapter 5,
第十三节。
Verse 13. The book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 13.Therefore, the prudent keep silent at that time, for it is an evil time.
这边说，通达人，因为那时候时势很坏嘛。通达人见这样的时势，必静默不言，因为时势真恶啊。
So the prudent.
五章第十三节。
Amos chapter 5, verse 13.
我找到了。25章第26节。
Let's also refer to Proverbs.
还没有，我们这个、
这个没讲完哈。
阿摩斯先讲完。所以有人以为很通达。
Some men think that he is very prudent.
见恶不讲。
Keep silent at the time, for it is an evil time.
对，那静默不言，因为时势太恶了。你一讲呢，就头就落地了。
Because it is so evil, and he keeps silent. It's evil time. It's a real bad time, and he want to save his head.
所以，如果在教会里面像哥林多教会一样，那个吵吵闹闹一大堆，但是没有人起来敢讲起来敢没有敢没有人敢起来讲真话。
It's just like in the church of Corinth, there are a lot of dispute, but no one stand up to say something. Righteous.
所以保罗说，这是你们的羞耻啊。
Therefore, Paul said that it is your shame.
难道你们当中没有一个有智慧的？
Is then, if it is so, then there's not a wise man among you.
能断定弟兄们的事啊？
Not even one would be able to judge between his brethren.
大家都想当通达人啊。
Everyone wants to be a prudent man.
静默不言。
Just keep quiet and keep silent.
但是那个时代也是可悲的时代了。
And that's a very evil world.
恶势力太强了
，because the evil ones were so strong。
那我们看箴言第25章。
Let's also refer to Proverbs chapter 25,
26节
，verse 26。
义人在恶人面前退缩，好像炭混之泉呐、弄浊之井。
A righteous man who falters before the wicked is like a murky spring and a polluted well。
义人本来是要讲公义的话。
A righteous man is going to say the righteous words.
那公义的话会让人得到滋润。
The righteous words will moisturize the believers.
那个你看箴言里面有义人的口，义人口让人有智慧，义人口让你得生命。
The lips or the words of the righteous man will bring you life.
但是如果义人在恶人面前退缩了
，But what happens if the righteous man falters before the wicked?
你义人还是井啊？还是泉呢、
Still a righteous man is like a murky spring.
但是你这个泉呢，不能喝啊，混浊。
It's like a spring.
炭混之泉。
But the water is so murky, it's so dirty.
然后呢，是弄浊之井。你看着实在是想喝，但是呢，脏兮兮的。
And a polluted well.
空高兴一场。
So when you look at a polluted well, you will be very disappointed.
所以保罗讲教会说，至少教会出一个智慧人就好了。
So Paul says that as long as there's one wise man in the church,
so Paul
is very sufficient.
难道你们中间没有一个吗？
So Paul says that is there not even one among you, not even one wise man among you?
好，这个是要来审判的。
He's going to judge.
好，那另外两个在吵架那两个人。
And the two who are engaged in the dispute.
保罗说你们大错了。
And Paul said, "You are wrong. You are absolutely wrong."
你们也是太过分了。
You overdid it.
告状。
You accuse each other.
告状就错了。
It is wrong to do something like that.
并且告到不信人的面前更错。
And you accuse each other before unbelievers.
你们不受欺负，不吃亏。
And when you another accept wrong, why do you not rather let yourself be defrauded?
不但这样子。而且你们是欺负人啊，亏负人。
And now you yourself do wrong and defraud, and you do these things to your brethren. And you hurt your brothers in the church.
所以第九节,
Verse 9.
保说你们岂不知啊, 他要一直岂不知啊,
and once again, he used the same statement, do you not know that?
保罗如果用一个字的话, 用了一段时间, 你看, 差掉。 他从三章讲一次, 然后呢, 五章讲一次, 六章就讲几次, 一二三四五次, 就讲很多, 然后到第九章讲了之后, 就不讲了。
And Paul used, do you not know, in chapter 3 once, chapter 5 once, now in chapter 6, 3 times, thrice.
你们岂不知吗? 不义的人不能承受神的国。
Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
不要自欺。
Do not be deceived.
好，那郭正明弟兄他有算不要自欺，有没有？ 两次啊，不止啊。 继续再算，算到毕业的时候看算几次。
Try to count how many times that, that Paul said, do not be deceived.
要圣公灵验讲习会完之前，我站在门口检查笔记。 没有全部算出来的话，算到还才回家。
If you haven't counted how many times that do not be deceived use, you have to continue to count before you can go home.
不要自欺啊。 讲这个了，说不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做娈童的、青蓝色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。Neither
fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites.
所以这些人都不能承受神的国。
None of them will inherit the kingdom of God.
Okay. 是不是他们中间争吵为这些事争吵呢?
Do they argue for these issues?
至少这些是争吵的起源。
At least these are the begin, are the cause of argument.
好，那第十一节。
Verse 11.
你们中间有人从前是这样, 但如今呢, 你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们 神的灵已经洁净成圣，成圣称义了。
And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus.
好,
by the Spirit of our God.
我们在讲哥林多前书的时候有讲以前跟现在，这里又有了，是不是？ 在这之前我们讲到哪里？
What do we,
从前跟现在。
Where did we study before? Before and now.
还记得吗？
Where
不记得赶快换笔记哦。
Check a note.
有没有?
So consult your notes. Where do we cover this word?
有没有?
Where?
Ted. 从现在从前面问到后面, Ted. 不知道. 那个, 周弟兄,
Raymond.
还查一下, 陈弟兄,
Brother Chen.
不知道没有关系, 查到了吗? 要查到哈，有查到表示有讲啊。那我还给你们例子，以弗所书第二章有没有？
I also give you another example.
好，我看现在不用查了。
We don't want to spend time to.
这里有一次，你们从前是这样子。
You were like this before.
但是现在呢？
But such were some of you. But how about now?
现在你们。 接下去Ted念一下，那你解释一下这是讲什么？用普通的话讲。
To explain this in plain English.
感谢主啊，你是领悟了。奉主耶稣的名就是什么？在这里讲洗礼的啊。You
were washed, you were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
没事，你们奉主耶稣基督的名，然后呢
？Then what？
怎么样？ 这是第一个奉耶稣的名在洗礼，再来呢
Firstly, you were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
可以把它说洗礼受圣，但是也可以把它连在一起讲，奉主耶稣的名并借着我们神的灵，就是奉耶稣的名洗礼的时候有圣灵当见证。
We were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ with the witness of the Holy Spirit.
来把第十一节念一下， Constance 念一下。这是受洗得圣灵然后成圣，称义又成圣。
When the person was baptized, I received the Holy Spirit and he was justified in the name of the Lord.
所以这保罗告诉他们说其实我们实在是圣徒啊。
Therefore Paul tells them that you are saints.
那十二节一直到二十节又另外一段。
Verse 12 to 20 is another part, it's another portion.
这个跟第五章类似。
This verse is very similar to chapter 5.
第五章是讲他们淫乱啊。
Chapter 5 deal with immorality, sexual immorality.
那这个第六章十二节到二十节这里讲什么事情呢？
What has been discussed or mentioned from verse 12 to 20?
第一个是讲食物。
First talk about food.
第二个是讲生殖，那只是讲那个淫乱
about sexual immorality.
但这两个都跟生殖有关系，用生殖把它连起来。
But these two things are related to body.
来，我们来看，但是第十二节呢，这是还没讲之前的一个原则哈。十二节是原则。
Verse 12 is a principle we have to bear in mind.
念念英文比较好，那个 Jordan 念一下。六章十二节，请你念大声一点了。这边说，中文说我凡事我都可行，这个好像是说什么事情我都可以去做，是不是这个意思
？In the Chinese translation,
这中文翻译不太好。
The Chinese translation sounds like you can do anything on your behalf.
那在英文呢是说。All things are lawful for me. 就是说什么事情都怎么样都 lawful for me. 不是你一定要去做。这中文看起来说我凡事都可行都可以去做。但是 lawful for me 不是说怎么讲合不是合法就是说
permitted, 允许。
允许。
permitted. permitted. So all things are lawful for me, meaning thatAll things are permitted for me.
好，没有关系，这语气的问题而已。但不多有益处啊。
But all things are not helpful, not beneficial.
凡事我都可行，但无论哪样，我总不受他的辖制。
All things are allowed for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
因为在当时人呢，讲自由。
In the olden time, people always like to emphasize freedom.
在第八章之后我们会讲自由的来源是什么，他们为什么会讲他们是自由的。
In chapter 8 we talk about freedom.
好，那在这里我们先不用讲了哈。
So we'll skip this,
那当时信徒认为说我是自由人呢、啊，我高兴做什么就做什么，只要我愿意、我有什么不可以啊。
The Corinthians like to claim that they are free men, so they can do anything they wish.
那保罗说你做做看，不一定，什么都对你有好处啊。
That's for Paul say that, but all things are not helpful.
那我凡事都可行。
All things are lawful for me.
好像什么事情都摆在那里，你可以去做。
Since that everything is laid in front of you, so you can go ahead and do it.
但是有时候你会被它控制住啊。
But you are controlled by things.
但是保罗说，我无论哪件事情，我总不会受他的辖制。
And Paul said, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
那十三节
Verse 13.
说食物为肚腹，肚腹为食物，什么意思？
What does it mean? Food for the stomach and the stomach for food.
你吃东西，肚子就饱了。
When you eat, you're filled.
肚子空了，吃东西又饱了。
When the stomach is empty, you eat and you're filled.
你有东西，没有肚子也没有用，吃下去
If there's food, you have no appetite.
所以肚子跟那个食物，哈，是放在一起。
So stomach and food are always together.
那人生，有人说人生的那个路程呢，只是从手到嘴巴这么短而已。
So some men say that the journey of human life is so short, it's like between your hand and the mouth.
那当时的信徒认为说，食物是怎么会过去的？那个这个肚腹也会过去的，所以食物没有什么不会让人就是外在之物之的东西啦，不会让人影响到一个人的得救。
And the believers also think that the foods are considered as external and they will not really affect a lot.
但是神要叫这两样都毁坏。
But the Bible says that, but God will destroy both it and them.
神要把这两个都毁坏掉。
God's going to destroy both stomach and food.
但是呢，身子不是为淫乱哦。
Now the body is not for sexual immorality.
这里的身子跟肚子就有差别了。
There is a difference between food, between body, and stomach.
这个身子就是这 body 是指着你的全人呐、
啊。A body refers to the person, the entire person, your full body.
那个 person,
your person.
就用 body 来讲。
So it's equivalent to person.
你的身体，你的身子不是为淫乱，乃是为主。主为为身子，说主是为身子，身子为主，对不对？
The body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body.
所以身子为主，主为身子，这跟食物为肚腹，肚腹为食物，这是两句相连的，相对的。你抄到了，对不对？你要抄在一起吗，王子妹？有没有？啊？好像没抄，但是你已经看出来，对不对
？So now see there's a comparison here.
你真是慧眼识圣经。那第十四节
Verse 14
好，现在什么叫做身子是为主，主为身子呢？
And what does it mean?
什么意思？
Body for the Lord and the Lord for the body. What do they mean?
那个Constant 什么意思？
What does it mean?
耶稣是为了身子啊。
Jesus for the body.
身子是神的殿，所以怎么样？
The body.
所以耶稣为了身子这样子。
So Jesus for the body.
如果你不懂就不还不知道，就念下去了。
Continue to read.
你念十四节。
Verse 14.
好，复活是什么复活？
What does the what kind of What's the definition of resurrection?
就是这个身子，这个 body 复活。
This body will resurrect.
那
will be raised up.
这个只是在这里先讲，我们到十五章就讲的更多。
Chapter 15, we provide greater details.
所以身子不是是为淫乱的，是为了主哦。
So body is for the Lord, not for.
那主也是为身子啊。
And the Lord for the body.
因为以后的复活是身子复活，是身体复活。
The resurrection, the future is the resurrection of the body.
那并且呢，神已经叫主已经复活了。
God has already resurrected the Lord.
也用自己的能力叫我们要复活。
And will also raise us up by His power.
那十五节。
Verse 15.
岂不知哦，这现在又有个一段，这一段呢是要加强的。
This is another paragraph, and Paul tried to stress.
你们的身子是基督的肢体啊。
Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?
所以他现在从食物讲到肚腹，从肚腹讲到身子，那现在从身子讲到复活，那现在从复活的事情讲，用从身子呢要讲到那个什么。你要保守这个身子。
Paul begins talk with food, then stomach, body, resurrection, and how to take care of body.
你看，现在看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
十五节这边说，你们的身子是基督的肢体。
So that your bodies are members of Christ.
你也写
啊。好。
那你再看第十九节,
verse 19,
说你们的身子就是什么?
Your body? Temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以这是一前一后, 对不对? 身子是一样的, 哈? 是基督的肢体,
body,
圣灵的殿,
member of Christ, temple of the Holy Spirit.
好。今天, 我们 昨天有讲到说，神的殿住在你们里头，你们，那个第三，因为瑞颖有问一个问题哈。Yesterday,
there's a question asked.
3章第16节
Chapter 3, verse 16.
说，岂不知你们是神的殿啊？Do
you know that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you?
3章16节，你们。
You are the temple of God.
那他问你一个问题，说有一个人好聪明，那个人问说：“你们是神的殿啊，神的灵住在你们里头。若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那个人。”This
question is that your temple of God, a spirit of God dwells in you. If someone dare to destroy the temple, and God will destroy him.
这个我们在讲这个时候要讲过，16节跟17节，这殿就是你们啊。And in
16 and 17 that,
我已经摇头了，你还是你在后面看到一直点头。这一组跟这一组有什么不一样？不一样在哪里？What's the difference between these two categories?
这个是什么？对，就是你们的身，就是个别的一个人。那我们每个人是基督的身。Every one of us is the body of the temple of God. We are also at the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Say
the Holy Ghost dwells in our heart.
那这里呢？你们是神的殿。You
are the temple of God.
这你要从第三章开始看，对不对？You
have to refer to chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
这个神的殿跟神的田地跟神的房屋，我们常年在一起啊，这讲教会啊，讲整体的啊，这是
to the entire church.
啊，这已经写过了嘛。那这里都是里面，所以这是讲整体的。
This refers to the entire congregation, to the entire church.
Put
it in a simple form, if everyone dares to destroy the church, then God is going to destroy him. If you destroy your own body, and it's your own fault. Someone asked a question.
他说：“你们是什么殿？”
You are the temple of God.
那有人毁坏什么殿？
If someone destroy the temple of God,
神要毁坏他。
And God is going to destroy him.
那如果有一个人，他用这个啊，有一个人自杀啊。
If a person commits suicide,
那他毁坏了什么殿呢？
He damaged the temple of God. To destroy the temple of God.
神也要毁坏他。
And God is going to destroy him.
那他是什么殿？
And he is the temple of God.
So
God has also destroyed the temple.
You
understand? The logic. And he is confused.
So
you are confused. You didn't try to distinguish this category and this category. If somebody asks the same question, you would say that when you didn't
know
how to
understand.
So what is the...
Just这么简单.
The first point in Bible reading, you have to copy.
所以这是圣公联想会，你回去之后你就拼命抄圣经就对了。
When you go back, you just keep on trying to copy the verses.
你看我们没有讲什么，把它抄起来你就知道了。
Just copy the related verses and relevant verses, then you'll be able to understand.
好。那现在我们是第十五节，然后一直到十九节。
From verse 15 to 19.
我们的身子就是圣灵的殿。
Our body is the temple of God.
所以呢，不要把这个基督的肢体当作娼妓的肢体啊。
And do you know that he was joined to Harlot is one body with her?
因为你跟第十六节。
Verse 16.
岂不知跟娼妓联合的，便是跟他成为一体吗
？Or do you know that?He who is joined to a harlot is one body with her.
然后再接下来，就是因为主说两人要成为一体啊。
For the two, he says, shall become one flesh.
嗯，你看这两个有没有不一样？
What's the difference?
你看中文看不出来啊。
You may never see this clearly in Chinese.
你看十六节
，That's the verse 16。
十六节有两个一体，有没有？十六节有两个一体。
And verse 16。
前面一体是什么 ？One body 呢
？One body。
第二个呢？
One body and one flesh.
这两个不一样的。
What's the difference?
因为主说两个要成为一体。
Because the Bible, God says that for the two shall become one flesh.
下面那个主说那个是两个成为一体，这个是 one flesh.
Should become one flesh.
这个马太福音十九章五节，创世纪二章二十四节都有。
My chapter 19 verse 15 says that.
创世纪第。
In Genesis.
第十九章，主说的是马太福音十
九
章四。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 5.
这讲夫妻的。
It's about husband and wife.
所以从这个。这个告诉我们什么？就是从肉体的联合成为什么？你人格的，你全人的联合。
The physical, the.
懂什么？
The physical joint become to the combination, the joint of the personality.
说两个人夫妻要成为一体，这是什么
？And two will become
肉体的一体，但是到最后变成什么？是那个什么全人格的，以后要复活的这个人的八级的联合。
And two will become one flesh, and then the resurrection, and then will become one body.
那与主联合的变成为一灵啊。
And should become one spirit. And he was joined to the Lord, is one spirit with him.
所以我们跟神联合不是要说哇跟主一体，是不是你会想的太多了哈？是灵里面的一个灵。
Is in spirit, is in one spirit.
好，那他从这个。肉体到那个身体这个过程里面，他来讲说，为什么不可以换奸淫
？From one flesh, from one flesh to one body, and Paul tried to explain why believers cannot commit sexual immorality. Verse 18.
所以说要逃避啊。
Flee sexual immorality.
那个淫行是要逃的。
One has to escape from.Has flee sexual immorality.
不可以试的，不可以故意走过的。
Don't even think to try.
人所犯的罪，无论什么，都在身子之外。
Every sin that a man does is outside the body.
在身子之外，这里是 body 哦。
And now the author used the word the body.
你去换淫乱，不是你的肉体去换了而已啊，而是你的 body， 你的全人。也换了。
So when a person commits sexual immorality, it's actually his body commits sexual immorality, not just the flesh.
你说人所犯的罪，无论什么罪，都在身子以外啊。唯有行淫的，是得罪自己的身子。
So every sin is that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body.
嗯，所以这是很重要，很你说一个谎的话，也是从你里面出去的。
When you tell a lie, is from inside.
但是那个你犯淫乱的话，是进到你里面。
But a person commits adultery or sexual immorality sins against his own body.
那岂不知你们身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
Again, all do you know not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?
那这个是从神来的。
And it's from God.
嗯，因为神的灵住在你们里面。
The Spirit of God dwells in you.
那并且你们不是自己的人呐。
You don't belong to yourself anymore.
那为什么呢？
You're not your own.
因为你们是重价买来的。
You were brought at a price.
所以要在你们身子上荣耀神。
They will glorify God in your body.
哦，所以他这个要把它讲得更详细的。
And Paul gave a more detailed explanation.
所以这里初第一次先把那个 body， 把那个身体，就是身子哈，跟那个肉体分别出来。
But Paul tried to distinguish between flesh and body.
在希腊文里面是不一样，一个是 sex， 一个 soma。是不一样的东西。Sex 就是 flesh， soma 就是那个 body。
There are two different words in the Greek. Sex is flesh.
Sex，
and soma is body.
那以后复活呢？不是 flesh 复活，而是什么 body 复活
？So during the resurrection，
从圣经我们看那个哥林多后书第十五章，它是讲那个 body 复活。
So it's stated in the Second Corinthians chapter 15, the resurrection, is the body, it's not the flesh.
所以这里告诉我们要很注意自己的身子，保守
圣洁。So we have to keep our body holy.
对，你们都是没有用的，把每个人都打到最下面去了，每个人都打到最下面去，怎么样才能够同心嘛？你每个人都高高在上，跟谁同心啊？你有办法吗？如果把每个人都打到最底下去了，每个人都没有用的，把我讲嘛，是不是？你是愚拙的，大家都愚拙；你是没能力的，大家没能力； 你是卑贱的，卑贱，每个人都被讨厌的，都被讨厌，然后一样，是不是？从头开始，在基督里面建造。所以我们看起来好像说保罗在讲智慧，其实不是啊，保罗在解决问题啊，是不是？所以保罗用这样来解决问题，他先说希利尼人、犹太人，他们都是怎么样？被神遗弃的，他们以为是很好，其实怎么样？笨蛋一群。好，现在换你们，你们也是一样，但他没有这样讲说你们笨蛋，说神是选召那些笨蛋，那就让你自己来讲你是不是被选召的。好，那教会讲完之后，我们看第二章一节到第五节，保罗讲自己的，又是弟兄们，对不对？所以保罗的深深的弟兄们也是会打动我们的心。弟兄们，弟兄们，如果你把这些弟兄们连起来讲的话，弟兄们，弟兄们，弟兄们，好像我们不能比喻成那个审判的细语，但是也是有那个至少是慈父的叮咛啊，对不对？第二章第一节，弟兄们，那从前呢，我到你们那里去，我念到这里的时候呢，这个保罗实在是一个想当年哈。想当年不一定坏了哈，但是他不是用想当年来讲自己的荣耀，就是他说弟兄们，们招那个以前我们到你们那里去的时候，那想到他以前，那个保罗每对每间教会开始工作呢，经常是挂念的，所以他是一个很念旧的、有情的一个工人。在书信里面都讲说我以前到你那那时候情况怎么样，这个呢跟神的那个对他的选民有同样的一个心怀。我在看那个耶利米书的时候看的也是很感动，就是吧，我们看耶利米书第二章，耶利米书第二章第一章，神在选召耶利米之后就给他说你要到列国去哦，这很凶的，要施行什么拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。从拔出，拔出是头向上的拔出，对不对？拔萝卜，对不对？拔萝卜把头向上拔，到最后什么倾覆就怎么样，把头放在下面，把下面放在上面，反倒栽了，是完全的拆毁，这是很有力度的。第一章，我们看第二章。第二章，这神的话就临到说，你去向耶路撒冷的人耳中喊叫说，耶和华如此说，你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，你怎样在旷野，在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得啊。若这先知讲的可怜一点的话，那实在是好像一个被遗弃的人在讲说，啊，我被你遗弃，但是我还心心念念念着你们啊，他一点恨都没有。神是这样子的，神看起来好像很痴情恋旧的神那神被以色列人遗弃，但是神说我都记得。